I'm here tonight with Simon Johansson from Wolf. Hi, Simon. How are you?
I'm fine. Hi there. How are you?
Good. I'm good, thank you. Yes.
Okay.
Right then, so to start with, before we go on to Richie Blackmore, because we're here to have a chat about him for our celebration, can you tell me what's going on with you and Wolf at the moment?
Well, at the moment we are kind of done with the recording of the new album. We are done with the recording. It's been mixed, and actually just today we received the mastered version of the album and been listening through it, and it sounds just fabulous.
It's yeah.
Both sound-wise and also the songs, which I, of course, have heard a lot of times. But, yeah, I mean, the old package is like the real deal, it feels like. So that's what's going on right now. And we will, of course, we have a lot to do or some things to do, like finishing off the covers and like doing a video and everything that has to be done for the release. The actual album is, I think, finished.
Oh, fantastic! We can't wait for that one then.
it will be amazing, I think. And for me, it's really fun to be part of the Wolf CD catalog or the music catalog, since it's actually the first album I play on.
Yeah.
Even though I've been in the band now for 3 years almost, but it's the first. I mean, it's been a pretty long cycle from the Legions of Bastards until the new album, and but now it's getting near.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Right.
So I guess that's the Wolf. What we're doing with Wolf at the moment. So.
Okay. Oh, that's awesome. So we look forward to that then.
Yeah, I do as well. It would be really fun to see people's. It's always fun, no matter. But when you release an album you've been working really hard on, and you get kind of like caught in the middle of everything, and you really like to see how people react, because you really don't know how it will be kind of like received. But I think this one will I think people will like it. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic, I'm sure. And of course you've announced some tour dates as well in the UK, haven't you?
Yeah, finally getting back to the UK. It's been some time since we actually spent most of last year doing writing songs and starting the recording and everything. So in September we're getting back to the UK, and that's really awesome. And then of course we will continue touring for the album. But the first dates for UK is released last week, I think.
Yeah.
We play Manchester, the first tour, September 11, and it's actually my birthday as well, so I'm turning like 40 that same night. So
oh, wow.
It will be I meant 22, of course.
So that'll be a big celebration then.
Yeah, I hope so.
Oh, that's brilliant. Okay. Right then, we will move on then. As you know, that we're celebrating Richie Blackmore at Metal Shock Finland this week, because it was his birthday on Monday. So we thought, why wait till someone's no longer here to pay tribute to them? What do you think to that idea?
That's a good idea. I mean, he's a legend in every aspect, at least for as I see it, for heavy metal and hard rock and that kind of scene, even though he's doing more kind of like, I don't know actually what he's really doing today. It's not my kind of thing, but the hard rock side of what he's been doing is legendary. So.
Yeah, okay.
That is guitar playing.
Yeah, so what do you think generally about Richie and his career?
For me, like the biggest thing is Rainbow. It's one of my absolute favorite bands of all time. I think I always have them. If there are top five, you know, your top five albums ever, kind of like a list, I always put Rainbow Rising on it, and it's kind of like the one of the best albums ever.
I
prefer the kind of like Dio, when Ronnie James Dio were singing that era of Rainbow, you know, the Rising album and the Richie Blackmore's Rainbow and the stuff, but you know, the song Stargazer is probably the best song ever written.
Or
at least close to it. I mean, it's fabulous.
Yeah, agreed. I was listening to the album last night myself, and it's just fantastic. You could just listen over and over again.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, everything from the cover and everything is like, it's so amazing. You know, yeah. When they played live back then, when they had the rainbow on stage, like the actual big lightning thing, it was really cool.
Yeah, did you actually see them live?
Well, not back then, because I was like 2 years or something. But, but I saw them on the Strangers in Us All, on that tour with Jimmy White on vocals. I saw them here in Stockholm.
Right.
And that show was also really amazing. It was really, really good.
Yeah.
So
you caught them at the end of the career then? Yeah.
Actually a live show. That was the what I have seen. But I mean, I love all the thing they've done, also with Graham Bonnet, Down to Earth, and the song Eyes of the World is like amazing. So,
yeah.
I mean, there's so much good things and from Rainbow Band, and I mean, Richie is kind of like the spine of that band or something. So, I mean, that is a big tribute to the rock scene or the metal scene or hard rock scene or whatever. And I heard, regarding that rainbow I talked about, I don't know if it's true, but probably it is. Maybe I can read it on Wikipedia or something, but I've heard that they actually dropped it in the Atlantic Ocean, that it's somewhere
really?
On the bottom there.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know if it's true, but I like to think it is, because it's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is. I will have to read about that.
Yeah, we have to search. I have actually never searched it on the net, so probably there is. If it is in Atlantic Ocean, then probably there will be some info about it.
Yeah. Oh, after the interview, I'll go and have a search.
Yeah, I have to myself, so I'm not spreading like rumors that aren't true. But I mean, also, you know, the Deep Purple things, the Burn album and Stormbringer and Machina, everything is really good. And also, when they reunited with the Perfect Strangers, was also kind of like a really cool album. And I think when they do the one, it was kind of like when I was started getting into this kind of music myself for real. So Perfect Strangers is kind of like one of the early albums I listened to, kind of like when it was released. So
yeah,
so it's everything is good.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. So as a guitarist yourself, musician, do you think that you've learned from Richie?
I don't know. I really love the way he plays, and the way he was kind of like a creator, or kind of like brought in the classical style he took the classical music and brought it into rock, kind of. I think he was one of the first that really did that for real, and he also inspired guys like Yngwie Malmsteen, who kind of like built pretty much all of his style on what Richie Blackmore had, even though he developed it even further. But yeah. I mean, he was one of the kind of like first guys doing this Richie Blackmore, and it's always inspired me in my way of playing. Not that I compare myself to him, but it's really kind of like what caught my ears to the guitar playing. So I think he was kind of like a bit responsible for me starting play guitar, I think. But I haven't, not that I have kind of like really studied what he's doing and tried to copy it, but I mean, I've taken influences and stuff like that. And actually, on one of the new Wolf songs, it's a song called The Dark Passenger. I don't think we have actually named any titles yet, but there you have one.
Oh, exclusive.
Yeah, and I actually do kind of like my Richie Blackmore tribute on that one. I played a slight solo, which actually I took right from the Richie Blackmore catalog. Not the notes, but the entire idea for the solo.
So
that's kind of like my personal tribute to Richie, and I think when you hear it, you will see what I mean.
Yeah. Oh, can't wait now. That's really exciting news.
Yeah. So I mean, I really love the everything he's doing. So that's kind of like my tribute to the past or what doing or something.
Right, okay. Oh, that's fantastic. So, do you think rock and metal music would be different today if Richie hadn't picked up a guitar all those years ago?
Probably, I think so. I mean, he's written a lot of classical things, so I'm pretty sure it would have been. Mm. I mean, there are some bands and people that are actually done a lot for the music scene today. I mean, you have Richie Blackmore and the Rainbow thing, which started something, and the Deep Purple stuff as well, of course. And then you have bands like Mercyful Fate, which did their, which probably wouldn't have done what they've done if Rainbow wasn't around, but then they've influenced other bands, and, you know, everything kind of like has a beginning, and it just comes new things rolling off from it. And I'm pretty sure Richie Blackmore has put his mark on the scene. Stretches until today, and will do forever, I guess. But yeah. I mean, just as I said earlier, a guy like Yngwie Malmsteen would probably never have been what he turned out to be without Richie Blackmore. I'm pretty sure of it. So of course he made his mark, and it will be there forever. So.
Yeah, that's right. An icon.
Yeah, and he also, you know, he's kind of like, when you think Richie Blackmore, you think Fender Stratocaster, and like that is the image for me at least. And you know, he has his Stratocaster. He has this scalloped the necks between the frets. He had carved it out, so it's kind of like a U between the frets. So you will have no wood underneath your finger when you play.
Right.
And that is something that Yngwie Malmsteen has always done as well. And it's kind of like, if you understand what I mean, they are kind of like cutting off the wood.
Yeah.
So it looks like a roller coaster or something.
Yeah, right.
Actually, I have one Stratocaster with scallops that have used a lot on the new Wolf album as well.
Oh, interesting.
So I used to play a lot of those in the when I was young, but now I had to get one again, and it's really inspired me on the lead guitar playing, so it was really fun.
Oh great, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you about your favorite work, but you've covered that with Rainbow Rising.
Yeah. Sorry, I talked too much.
No, that's fine. No, it's flowed nicely, so that's great. So to finish off, would you like to leave a message for the people that are going to listen to this?
To the Rainbow Rising, or to the radio program, or
to the people who are going to be listening on the Metal Shock Finland website.
I mean, first off, you of course have to listen to Rainbow Rising and the song Stargazer.
Yeah.
That is, if you don't do it, I will talk to you sometime on the road. And then also, of course, you have to keep your eyes up for further news on the Wolf album. I can't say that much at the moment. We are still a bit secret about it, but... next week there will be some news announced, and we have to kind of like follow the label and the kind of like a plan for the release to get as much impact as possible. But next week there will be some more news, but keep your eyes open, and we will also have some more 2 days out as soon as possible, as soon as things are set. So hopefully we can catch up on the road during the fall.
Yeah, that's great. Okay. Oh, thank you very much for your time, Simon. That's been great.
It's been nice talking to you, as always.
Yeah, thank you for your time. Have a great night.
You too.